Thursday, August 29th. Just got back from a night at the US Open, the tennis event in New York, one of the four majors, if you're not a tennis fan. Great event, like always. And I've been going, on and off, not every single year, but I started when I was super young with my mom, and we would always go the first week. It's a 2 week event, first week, daytime, because it's just so much tennis. There's tennis everywhere. Every court has something going on. And while the matchups aren't great because it's first round, second round, or whatever, you get to see a lot of stars. You get to see some good matches. And it's just like a great day, great event to be at on a lovely day in August type of thing. I've only think I've been to one night session, which was where I was tonight. The event just keeps growing and growing and getting more hyped up every time I go. It's just like more. Right, more stadiums, more seats, more food, more drink, a sports bar, huge screens, bars. So just like everything, technology. Chase has like chargers for your phone and like mobile chargers that they hand out. There's just so much stuff going on. The events become so over commercialized essentially, but doesn't change the fact that like on a lovely night like tonight, it's just a great event to be at. So what went down tonight? I got to see Coco Gauff, the 15-year-old American who came onto the scene at Wimbledon, and she won a tight three-setter second-round match against a Hungarian woman. Bobash was her name. Never heard of her before. But, being in New York and seeing the American, and especially 15-year-old American, the crowd rallies around. Rallied around her, and it was just like great energy in the room. So that was cool to get to see, this young phenom, at least a phenomenal character in the world of tennis. I don't know if she's a phenom actual tennis player. She's no Serena Williams or Venus, for example, or Hingis or Capriati or whatever. She's just super hot now because of her run in Wimbledon and the fact that she's American. Anyhow, the way that it's now set up with it wasn't like this when I was growing up. There was just a stadium and a grandstand, and you could like you have one ticket and you had one seat in the stadium, and then every other court was just first come, first serve. Now it's you have a ticket for Arthur Ashe, or you can have a ticket for Louis Armstrong, or you could have a ticket for somewhere else. There's a bunch of different ways to like you can have like a ground pass where you don't get the big stadiums and you just walk around. There are a bunch of different ways to experience the Open. So my crew tonight had seats in the Louis Armstrong Stadium, which is like the second largest one next to Arthur Ashe. So that's where Coco was. But like, for example, and this is case in point, Rafael Nadal was scheduled to be 9 p.m. on the Arthur Ashe Stadium, the main event. The guy that Nadal is playing or was playing, was supposed to play, withdrew. I don't know why. We didn't look into it. But essentially, the match is forfeited. Nadal moves on. What they did was take Martin Cilic, who's like the 20-something seed, but like a guy who's been around for a decade, name we know, who was supposed to be the second match in the Louis Armstrong court after Coco, and moved him to Arthur Ashe and sticking some like random doubles match after Coco. So, where we had seats, we lost a what is potentially a great, still going on right now. Men's singles match because we couldn't get into Arthur Ashe because our tickets were Louis Armstrong. So that's like a random weird curveball, but a flaw in the system nonetheless. Like we kind of got screwed there. Anyhow, US Open's great. Hope my boys like tennis the way I like tennis because getting to the Open is just like an awesome event with friends, family, whatever. If you haven't been, New Yorker or not, highly recommend.